Rainier Beer present Jazz Today. This is Bill Coven, and we're going to be around here for the next 40 minutes, bringing you some of the finest in modern sound. Annie Ross has just put out a tremendous new single LP. Now, you probably know her better as part of the Dave Lambert Singers, who did things like Sing a Song of Basie. They had a wonderful idea, taking the original orchestrations for a Basie melody and making them vocals out of it, taking the instrumental lines with the voices, and they produced some very interesting things. Annie Ross, who is a wonderful singer in her own right, has put out a new LP on the World Pacific Records entitled Annie Ross Sings a Song with Mulligan. And this is Annie singing along with the Jerry Mulligan Quartet, featuring Jerry on baritone horn, Chet Baker on trumpet, Dave Bailey on drums, and Henry Grimes on bass. Here's an idea of what we mean. This is Leonard Bernstein's melody from the West Side Story, Annie Ross, with Jerry Mulligan singing I Feel Pretty. Ba ba da ba 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 da
ba ba da ba 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 da. I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright, and I pity any girl who isn't me tonight. I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel, and so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real. See the pretty girl in the mirror there. Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I feel stunning and entrancing. Feel like running and dancing for joy. For I'm loved by a pretty, wonderful boy. Charming, so alarming, how charming I feel, and so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real. See the pretty girl in the mirror there. Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I feel stunning and entrancing, feel like running and dancing for joy, for I'm loved. Wonderful.
I Feel Pretty, Annie Ross. I feel pretty wonderful about that recording, too. Real talent, Annie Ross on the vocal cords, and she still sings as if she was an instrument. Annie Ross doing some lovely duet work with Jerry Mulligan. Let's hear a few words about our favorite beverage.
Reindeer, reindeer, reindeer. To life in Rainier, a wonderful beer. Here's to you, here's the brew, golden clear. Taste the life in this fine Rainier. It's aged to perfection, brewed naturally too. So light and so smooth, it brings pleasure to you.
Light and cool, Rainier beer. We turn now to an LP that is somewhat over a year old, and this features the valve trombone and the piano artistry of Bobby Brookmeyer. Bobby, I guess this is over a year old because Bobby put this album out shortly before he became part of the Jimmy Giuffre Three, of which he no longer is a part of. Along with Bobby on this album, we hear two guitarists, Jim Hall, also of the Giuffre Three, and Jimmy Rainey. And then for a rhythm section, we have Bill Crow and O.C. Johnson. And although Bobby is booked as playing valve trombone in this recording, on this particular selection, he's featured mostly on piano. His own composition on World Pacific Records, Bobby Brookmeyer playing Street Swinger. Thank you. The Street Swingers by Bobby Brookmeyer, performed by Bobby on piano, Jim Hall and Jimmy Rainey on guitars, Bill Crow on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. That was recorded almost 2 years ago, and actually composed almost a year before that for a session that Bobby was going to play with Jimmy Giuffre, quite some time before he ever joined the three. Time now for some music by Miles Davis. Miles has always had a great admiration for Dizzy Gillespie. Matter of fact, many years ago, except for some differences in tone, it was sometimes difficult to tell the sounds of Miles and Dizzy apart. Their phrasing was very similar. And this record, Miles didn't dedicate it itself, a little dedicated for him, for Dizzy Gillespie. It's a tune that Diz made famous with Charlie Parker on their 52nd Street jazz album that was recorded about 1946, 42nd on 78 RPM. Miles on trumpet, Red Garland on piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. A Night in Tunisia. Thank you. Davis, in a rather subdued version of Dizzy Gillespie's Night in Tunisia. Miles on trumpet, Oscar Pettiford on bass, Red Garland on piano, and Billy Joe Jones on drums. Unfortunately, this is not a new album, nor is it dated, so we can't give you any chronological idea of when it was originally performed. You know, there's an easy way to add life to your meals. An idea borrowed from Europe, and it's centuries old, cooking with beer. On the bottom of every Rainier six-pack, you'll find recipes that can turn an old favorite into a new treat, a sure way to brighten appetites with a delightfully different dish. Of course, you know that good food and good beer go together, so pick up a Rainier six-pack. Take your choice of the familiar stubbies or the colorful Rainier Jubilee cans. You'll find the recipes on each six-pack, and you'll enjoy the mild, smooth taste of Rainier, the taste that natural brewing brings. And I've been looking at this, at some of the recipes, and I have the one for the barbecue sauce in front of me, and gee, it's fantastic. Oh, this would make any food taste great, and sound good, too, if you have the right music along with it. Let's turn back to Annie Ross now. Her brand new World Pacific LP with Jerry Mulligan. Annie doing the vocals, of course, Jerry on baritone sax, Chet Baker on trumpet, Dave Bailey on drums, and Henry Grimes on bass. This is the old favorite entitled Let There Be Love.
Let there be you. Let there be me. Let there be oysters under the sea. Let there be wind and occasional rain. Chili con carne and sparkling champagne. Let there be birds to sing in the trees. Someone to bless me whenever I sleep. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove. But first of all,
There Be Love, Annie Ross, swinging with the Jerry Mulligan Quartet. That's a fine album on World Pacific Records, brand new. Now we turn to another new LP, it's been out just a few months, featuring the Master Sounds. It's interesting how the Master Sounds can have the same instrumentation as the modern jazz quartet, and yet sound so very different. Their style is a lot less complex and along much more simple lines. And that's kind of a deceptive phrase because the modern jazz quartet sounds so very simple in their musical constructions, and yet it's still very complex. Well, this time it's the Master Sounds performing a blues melody, two of which are written by members of the modern jazz quartet, Bluesology by Milt Jackson. That'll be followed by Dizzy's Purple Sounds, and they'll conclude with John Lewis's composition, Fontessa. The Master Sounds, Monk Montgomery playing Fender Electric Bass, Buddy Montgomery, his brother on vibes, Richie Crabtree on piano, and Benny Barth on drums. This is a blues medley. Thank you.
reindeer, reindeer, reindeer. Take delight in reindeer, a wonderful beer. Mile or two, here's a brew, golden clear. Fill the glasses again, fill them up to the brim with that naturally brewed reindeer.
I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you, the pure of you, the eyes, the nose, the mouth of you, the east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me, do, 'cause I love all of you.
The closing melody featured Annie Ross with Jerry Mulligan Quartet, All of You. And you've been listening to Jazz Today. Your host tonight has been Bill Cobin. And we'll be around again Thursday night with more fine music and a very special guest, we think. So you'll enjoy listening. That's Thursday night, Jazz Today.